Lock 7. McQuiston's Lock. Cross over the original sandstone bridge and you will find a Thomas Omer-designed lockkeeper's house. Although it lies in ruins, the distinctive arched gables can be clearly seen. Some of the building stones are huge and understandably get smaller the higher the building gets. Can you also see the overgrown beech hedge that separated his vegetable garden from the canal? This and the now privately owned cottages at Locks 6 and 8 were designed by the Dutch engineer Thomas Omer, who was also responsible for the construction of the canal cuts between Belfast and Lisburn. The navigation opened in September 1763 amid scenes of great enthusiasm. The first boat, Lord Hertford, travelled its full length. During the following 4 years, work progressed to Sprucefield, the length of the towpath within the Lagan Valley Regional Park today, until funding dried up. The navigation also suffered from drought, although severe floods were common in the winter too. With private backing towards the end of the 18th century, it was decided a new canal would be cut all the way to Loch Ness, extending the canal to 27 miles. Britain's largest inland lake would provide more water and link the navigation with the wider canal network across Ireland. The growing influence of the rail and road network, evident by the M1 motorway here, would signal the demise for the Lagan navigation in the 20th century. The navigation was abandoned in the 1950s, and a central section of canal along its route, extending approximately 12.5 kilometres between Sprucefield and Moira, was lost when this motorway was constructed in the 1960s.